This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees in Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi has reached Andhra Pradesh this morning. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu welcomed PM Modi. Governor S. Abdul Nazir and State Minister Nara Lokesh were also present. These projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defence manufacturing and petroleum and natural gas. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will also perform puja and darshan at Sri Brahmarambha Mallikarjun Swami Varala Devasthanam Sri Salem in Nandyal district. He will also visit Sri Shivaji Spurti Kendra in Sri Salem. The BJP has released third list of 18 candidates for Bihar Assembly elections. With this, the party has announced its candidates for all the 101 seats which BJP got as part of seat-sharing arrangement in the NDA. More from our correspondent.
Senior party leader and five-time MLA Bhagirathi Devi has not been renominated from the Ramnagar constituency in West Champaran district. Sugarcane Industries Minister Krishnandan Paswan has been fielded again from Harsiddhi, while folk singer Vinay Bihari has once more been given a ticket from Lauriya. Sangeeta Kumari, the MLA from Mohania, and Bharat Bind, the MLA from Bhabua, both of whom joined the BJP after leaving Rashtriya Janata Dal, have been renominated from their respective constituencies. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Lok Morcha, led by Upendra Kushwaha, has also announced its list of candidates for the seats allotted to it. Snehlata, the wife of party president Upendra Kushwaha, will contest from Sasaram Assembly constituency. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Brazilian Vice President Geraldo Alckmin today met Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi. Mr. Alckmin is on a three-day visit to India. During his visit, he will also hold trade ministerial review meeting with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal this afternoon. The visit of Brazilian Vice President will provide an opportunity to review bilateral trade and investment, identify new priority sectors, and further strengthen the multifaceted strategic partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stressed on enhanced cooperation among nations to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism, economic instability and climate change. He said these challenges are interconnected and they transcend national borders. He emphasized on more cooperative approach, transcending the competitive aspects of international politics. The minister said this while addressing the United Nations Troop Contributing Countries Chiefs Conclave in New Delhi.
India has consistently advocated for justice, dignity, opportunity and prosperity for all societies and peoples. It is also why we place our faith in multilateralism and international partnerships.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has greeted National Security Guard personnel on the NSG Raising Day today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah extended greetings and said that NSG has set the gold standard in combat excellence by securing the nation with unwavering valiance and sacrifice. He also saluted the martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice while fulfilling their commitment to the country. Foreign Minister of Egypt Badr Abdulati has arrived in New Delhi today on a two-day visit. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Mr. Abdulati will attend the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya arrived in New Delhi today for a three-day visit. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is her maiden visit to the country. He said that the visit continues the tradition of regular and close engagements between the two countries. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty gained in early trend today. The Sensex rose 485 points to close at 83,087, while the Nifty increased 140 points to 25,464 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, buying was seen across all the sectors including auto, PSU bank and pharma. And that is the end of this news bulletin.